Well, there are many stories. So there is this story where henna, they started decorating the hands because it used, henna in the olden times, they didn't put anything in it. They just mixed it with water, and which would create more of an orangish color. And that color, they compared it to the color of gold. So whenever a person couldn't afford gold in their weddings, they would cover their hands with henna, and that used to be their decoration, basically. And from there on, I think it just became a tradition that all brides are required to have henna. And I think it's just considered auspicious now, you know, to have henna on you. And yes, henna does bring, I think it is spiritual. It does bring this positive energy, I feel. And the weddings here are super huge. So you may not know everybody at the wedding, but everybody will come to the stage to say hello or, you know, greet you. The first thing they're going to see is your henna. And that's a conversation starter. I guess for the bridals, it's a point where the brides cannot do anything. They just sit, and now it's their time to enjoy. So it's more calming, more relaxing for them. And I think it makes it solid, the whole idea solid, that, you know, that yes, I am in fact getting married, and this is it. So that's when it hits them most of the time, because